97. $271 an hour, eh? I keep switching girls all the time because if I'm able to find in. The wife is on there. Her and her girlfriend is getting in. I got a 56 old. This was this one chick that I was going with. And we
used to drive that all the time. Finally, she got rid of that. And I got another pickup. 6 old. This was this one chick that I was going with. And we used to drive that all the time. Finally, she got rid of that. And I got another pickup.
You've been having trouble with pigs and ponies.
It's very distraught
now.
Well, everything in the universe is made of one element.
Thank you.
So when she's beating him over the nose with a tire iron.
Susie?
Yes.
Susie Cream Cheese?
Yes.
This is the voice of your conscience, baby. I just want to check one thing out with you. You don't mind, do you?
What?
Susie Cream Cheese, honey, what's got into you? What's wounding? America's wonderful. Thank you.
Napoleon Murphy Brock.
I knew your grandfather, and I knew your grandmother, and I'm glad to be here to know your grandchildren. Yes, indeed, and your grandchildren, because this music must go on. As you can see, they don't want too many of me in the gene pool. They put me a little condom on my saxophone. I don't know if that's what that means. Want to protect the world. But anyway, I think we should spread them around through the whole band.
Hey,
especially over here.
I'm jealous, man. Look, your mic's got a steering wheel.
You know when we do that song where she's driving, you know? This is like a prop for that, you know? Driving up to Beverly Hills, you know, down with jockeys and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way, a new resident of Los Angeles area, who is going to terrorize the Los Angeles area and possibly even God, I didn't say that. Ladies and gentlemen, I will. Joe himself.
Terror again. That's right. I specialize in Olympic cat stretching. So, Chapel Hill, you guys ready? Here we go.
About that finish.
to me? Is there something happening up here? Or are you guys turning the sax mic on and off? So you didn't turn it on and off at all? Okay. 1, 2. Hold on. Let me change something.
It rams it into this little compressor, which then sucks the water out of it.
Is that CD still going, Kemp, or the freaked out Zappa?
Oh, you sneaky guy, Kemp, you.
Nice. Subliminal message. Oh, okay, okay, cool. That's great. That's actually...
The only problem is that all you have to do is take that little monitor.
Is this the new hip-hop thing? Hold on.
It's very old. Golden label.
Mute the sax for a moment, will you, please?
Thank
you.
Only on stage with Project Conjure, folks. You can't do that on stage anymore. We're here to prove it.
I can't yo properly without the yo.
He's just a cartoon.
Okay, turn it back on, please. The sax. Well, Napoleon's mic just got back from the vet, so. Thank you. Thanks, sir. Yo.
We're never giving him a mic ever again. But yes, first of many times that we'll thank you guys for coming out on a Tuesday night. I mean, this is great. Is it Monday night, Tuesday? What the hell is it?
Tuesday.
All right. I knew it was during the week, really early. Really part of the week. But it does become a blur. But thank you so much for coming out. And, every time you guys really support us, we're here to do a lot of things. But one thing above all, celebrate this amazing music, Frank Zappa, his amazing influence on us all, and the music, and you guys wanted to do that too, because you came out of your house, you turned off the TV, thank you again. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. Hope no one's tired, because we're going to stay here all night. All right, call the babysitter. Two long sets. Great
claws.
You good? Now you good?
It tastes real good. Then I watch a movie in Hollywood. I eat a hot dog. It tastes real good. Yum, 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 yum. Then I watch a movie in Hollywood. Yum, 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 yum.
Gathered up at the base of the cave, attempting to lure Osama bin Laden back into the news cycle. Osama, where are you? Where are you, my
friends? So it's made it for over 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks almost. But we just got the attendant titties a couple nights ago in Richmond. So titties and beer, that's right. But by the way, so that's kind of a giveaway that we're gonna do with Donzel. But anyway, when you get a chance, we got some cards over there too. Speaking of other gigs, we have other gigs in NC in the next couple days. Where are we? Stella Blue and also Charlotte. So we'll tell you all about that at the break. But that is over there if you're wandering around. We got a little merch stand. Here we go with a word from our sponsors.
One, two. One, two, three.
Cause the sky is too tight. I heard some scary wind. I seen some other trees. There was a werewolf hopping along the side of me. I'm eating a man in the way to the whiskey. But a big titty girl in by the name of Chrissy. I'm talking about her and my fight. I said, give me some of that, what you're sucking on. But there was no reply, cause she wasn't gone. It moves in my lights and well. And my goddamn beard is what I started to wear. When I heard it sound like a broken bridge. And up jumped the devil, he's a mile to me. He got a rat suit on, and a widow's beat. And then a pointy tail, and like a submarine. Yeah, it was MRI, I swear I knew what it was. He had some THC underneath his world. Well, it looked to me like it was titty skin. I said, you son of a bitch, because I was mad at him. Well, he just got out his floss and started cleaning his mayonnaise, and so I shot him with my shit and said, bang, bang, bang.
Well, the trucker just laughed.
He said, oh, put it away! What you gonna say?
Hey, you ain't my crazy.
Yeah! Titties and all!
What about the beer boy?
Well, the bottle's this tall.
Even her boobs.
Would I lie to you under oath?
You must have been hungry.
This is true, I mean.
Don't they pay you good for the stuff that you do?
You know, I can't complain when the indictments come true.
Well, look. I want my Chrissy. I want my beer. So you just bump her back up now, Devil. Do you hear?
Blow it out your ass! Motorcycle man!
Wait a minute, I take offense at that.
Is that a Harley?
Well, it's a modified Harley.
Oh.
It's got that new chopper show on the table.
Oh, it's nice.
You know, they do that and they put all the extra shit on.
Yeah.
You can, like, it's the handlebar thing, you can grab it with the thing.
Might have to order a few of those for the place.
Yeah,
look, I'm a busy guy.
I believe you said I was going to have my ass motorcycle man. Now, what's the deal here?
Why I'm a busy guy.
What's the deal?
I'm a real busy guy. I mean, I'm, you know, it's election time coming up.
Is this true?
There's all these scandals.
That's
so
true.
I want to get right down to business. I'm down in my cave now.
Uh-huh.
Do a little work.
Snort a little fire and brimstone.
But let's cut to the chase here. What are you into? I mean, Bush in a can? Budweiser on ice?
Nah.
Pretty
weak.
Britney Spears? What are you into?
Nah, she's pregnant.
What could it be? Stravinsky? No, that's not.
I mean, hey, come on, I am a motorcycle man.
You're a motorcycle man. Royce the Cult Bootlegs.
Oh, close.
And Michelob. No.
See, this is strong. You're
going to have to tell me.
Well, look here. You want to make a deal. Is that the deal? I want Chrissy.
Man.
I want the Chrissy. I want the beer. You're barfing.
No. Did you say no? I can't. No. That's not gonna be good. No.
Look.
Titties and beer. No.
Very simple.
No. Don't sign it! Give me time to think. Hold on a second, boy, because that's magic.
Will the devil let go? Out came my girl. There was the titties flopping all around the world.
She said, I got plenty of ears.
It was rigid and stiff. That's when the devil he farted.
Somebody just went
right over the cliff.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, devil. Hey, say hi to Scooter when you get there, okay?
Yeah. The devil was mad. I took off to my man. I swear on duty, Claire. How did she get back there? I swear on duty, Claire. How did she get back there? I swear on duty, Claire. How did she get back there? I swear on duty, Claire. How did she get back there?
A public service announcement.
We tried to warn you. Hey, it's the Halloween week, right? Let's stay in the Halloween spirit. Yeah, Goblin Girl. Well, we don't know that one. But we know this one.
Try this out.
Wasn't very long. There was just enough room to pound the drum in the corner over by the down. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp with a sign on the front that said Finger Jam and a second hand guitar. It was a style of castle with a working bar. His mama was speaking, his dad was mad. He was able to sing a old song in the afternoon. And sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew, and easy to lose. So we wouldn't get it wrong.
Album, Joe himself, Ike Willis.
Yeah.
However, we are not authentic. Well, you know, he was a very nice boy. We're going to do something now that the 73-74 band used to do, and By the way, by way of a segue into a commercial that won't make us a penny, the Dub Room special has just been re-released. So, yeah. So, how many people knew that? Let's see how fast that's getting out there. A few people, okay, that's good. About as many that know that FCOZ is out 3 years later. But go check it out, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. If you go to zappa.com, there's a little, you can watch a 1 second trailer or something, and you can check it out. Roxy, we don't know, so hold your breath on that, or, you know, if you want to turn purple. But hey, for now, there's a couple hours of stuff right there because it's got some bonus stuff, and there's maybe a making of Valley Girl or some kind of little thing on there. So, hooray, good quality video of the 74 band featuring this gentleman right here, and footage of the 81 band. So, check it out. If we support it, maybe they'll release Roxy even faster. So, here we go. All right, so here's the next song.
Hey, Tim, could you get the lights moving, choreograph with the music more, please? Yeah, suppressing my coffee. There you go. Thank you.
Napoleon Murphy Morant.
Eric Stronghard on the Moog synthesizer. That Moog is back home. It's back in North Carolina, of course. We miss Robert
Moog. I remember I was there. I want to see your great grandchildren.
Well, we're going to bring up our good buddy Bon Lazanga right now to play some guitar for you. Bon is from the groups Gong and Gongzilla and his various solo projects. So we've been doing a couple shows with him. We're going to do a special instrumental and another little surprise for you. We got Johnny Braun sitting in on drums here. That's right, Johnny Pacalolo, one of our drivers. Let's hear from both of our drivers, getting us through the tour always. Amazing, I know how they do it. But Johnny and Dave are part of a band called Insidious Rays. We'll tell you about them later. They come through this area a lot. They got some CDs over there too, some t-shirts. But right now, we're all gonna get together on another of the Zappa masterpieces. I think this is one of your favorite.
One of ours.
Yeah. Like, go Tar Heels, dude.
Johnny Pacalolo on the drums. You'll see him a little later. And you can see him anytime over by the merch. Go say hi. We got t-shirts, we got CDs. We have a great book called Cosmic Debris. My friend of ours, Greg Russo, it's a Zappa history book. If you haven't seen it, even if you don't have a penny to spend, go flip through it. It's a great book. Discographies, interviews, amazing pictures, album covers, every show listed with every lineup from every tour. So pretty interesting little book. Big book. Actually, Greg has a book on Manfred Mann, on Jethro Tull, a couple other artists. But he's also a songwriter, and we put an album together this year with some of his songs, some power pop, some rock and roll, some really cool stuff. Dylan cover on there. I'm very proud to say I play guitar on that. Candy Zappa does some vocals. Napoleon Murphy Brown does some vocals. And both drummers that you see tonight are performing on the album. So we got that over there too. And here's something else from Joe's.
Cause when you need a little extra, they will give you some now. Cause you're friends.
With leather?
With a confirmation hearing. Bon Lazaga.
To the microphone, and she said,
"Seems to be working out for them."
I rest my case.
Bravo!
And now, some of your favorite music for you dudes and dudettes.
All right, we're going to go to the beach right now. We're getting further away from it, but let's take you to the beach.
Thank you.
Jesus, he's climbing inside that thing. And on the Moog filter pedal, none other than Mr. Dave Johnson. We're gonna take a short break, folks. We'll be right back. Is anyone ready to go home? Let me just check. Nope. All right, we got a long night. Let's hear for Kemp on sound and
And lights.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate that, man. Right on, buddy. Thanks for the lights. I love it.
And Josh on monitors. Well, we got some t-shirts. We got some CDs right over here. And as I said before, Bond is going to come back on a couple tunes on the next set. He's got some CDs and DVDs over there. Hansford Rowe is in his band on bass, as well as Gary Husband. Some of you Holdsworth fans might remember Gary Husband from the first couple records. He's on an amazing DVD over there. And for you historians too, you know, check it out. Go check out Godzilla and Gong on the web, because Zappa, progressive music, yes, Genesis, all that stuff through the 70s. It's great that we have the opportunity to play with Bond tonight, because he's been, you know, one of the people really keeping that thread alive, keeping fusion and jazz and interesting world music alive with lots of amazing albums. If you're not familiar with him, I do urge you, if you have open ears and you wouldn't be here tonight, to check that out. Check out the whole Gong universe, David Allen, and Chili Smith, right? You guys know them. So if you go back to like some of the 78, 79, 77 albums, and then the 90s albums,
you can catch up on what Bond's been doing. We'll see you in a few minutes, folks. Stay well. Frank Zappa is why we're here. Thank you for celebrating it. Peace. Part two. Project Object here in Carrboro. It's good to be back. Really good to be back. It's been too long. We're going to start out with a little instrumental. Dance along. We'll be right back.
That's early 70s version.
Doris pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
waste your time on.
His name will be Doris by then.
That's great.
Everybody dance. This is a love song. If you don't have a partner, put your hands in your pocket. Thank you.
Thank you. Bon fucking Lozada on lead guitar. Ooh my god.
Iquilis on the other guitar.
Nah.
Yeah, this one is new to most of you. We haven't done this one in like 7 or 8 years or something, so got a couple premieres on this tour for you. Let me take you to the beach, and here's a guy over here, almost his neck snapped off when we heard that. That's the guy we do for. Was that you? Is that you? Oh, there's a guy right back there. That's always, well, you never know what you hear at a PO show. Again, folks, you probably saw a merch stand over there. If you haven't been to the site in a while, please check out projectisaac.com. You can post your own pictures. You can put links to videos and stuff. We got a forum up there. We got some journals that only one of us is responsible about actually putting stuff in there. I got a couple silly things up there, but you know, point is you can communicate with us a little bit easier now.
That's right, ladies, we want to see some naked pictures.
Hey,
naked.
Send us up.
Naked. The way you came into this world, naked. Is that N-E-K-K-I-T? Don't cover up all that beauty with clothes. Send us some naked pictures.
Because you don't see those
on football. We got to do on the weekend after the football game. Yeah.
Because we're not getting enough in our spam already. But do check that out. Anyway, this next one goes out to any of you recently unemployed or outsourced. I don't know, North Carolina, the economy's doing okay though, right? Isn't that, what's the deal down here? No? I thought it was starting to come back. No, except for the farmers, which that's a big part of it. But you're saying no, huh? Oh, man. All right, well, here's maybe an opportunity for you, an employment opportunity. Here we go.
I'm saying naked.
Naked at the gas station. Why not?
Down. Secret Service announcement.
Thank you.
Joss on the bass, Glenn Leonard. The P.O. rhythm section. Torture, huh? We did, we've done that. You know, there's so many songs, folks. Thank God you guys are up for, you know, two long sets on a Tuesday night. I mean, because, you know, we got to cut so many songs. Do it all, but, you know, just... Every time you come out, we'll do something different. We'll keep doing this. You know what? I think we gotta come back here on a Friday night. Come on, guys. That's what this place needs. P.O. on a Friday night, right? All right, we'll work on that. All right, here's another one. We're gonna send this out to the sorry state of politics in general. You know, here we go again with another drawn out court appointee type thing. But we can rest assured. Back there in the back room, helping W out and advising him, is none other than Harriet. That's right, she's back to her other job, helping him out. But what a mess. Hopefully you guys got some elections coming up. Is there a governor or anything in this state next month? This month?
Goober that has to be
anything? Mayor, local, and senator. Okay, well, hey, pay attention. You know, find out who comes this closest to, you know, helping you out and hold up to the fucking fire. But we got to do something in this country. We better start paying a little bit more attention, especially right now with these hearings and elections and everything going on in Iraq. We got 2,000 soldiers that have perished, and we must stop this efficiently soon and bring these people home because, you know, it's quagmire isn't the word. But we got to do it the right way, you know? We can't, well, we broke it sort of thing, but let's do it right. It can only be done right if we fucking pay attention. So don't watch Desperate Housewives every day, America. Let's ask some questions. All right, well, as usual, Frank always dealt with this shit with a bit of humor. And strangely enough, while W has many of the same players in there, people like Condi, who were there in 87, and, you know, Baker, James Baker, and Cheney himself, and just recycling, this song was probably written about a few of these guys and a few of the crazy Democrats who let this fucking war happen by voting for it. So, a pox on both of their houses. Here we go.
One, two, one, a two, a three, four.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
We used to sit
out in the hot paid heaven
at the Grand Hotel.
Oh,
Tell it.
Let's hope you don't end up in the Green Hotel, folks.
I think it's time we go to Oakland and get funky.
Sometimes I wonder why I keep them going up. Come on, take it. Move it fast.
rock and rap. People pissing on the stage, you know they just don't care. I can't stand the smell, I can't stand the noise. Try to feel the way, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the funk room, roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. A man with a key, repossessed by a cop. Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. Ha 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 ha. It's like a jungle out there. There's another wonder why people go on. Ha 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 ha. It's like a jungle out there. There's another wonder why. So bad. It's like a jungle out there. Sometimes I wonder why people go on. Ha 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 ha. It's like a jungle out there. There's another wonder why.
Napoleon Murphy Brock. Who's that guy on bass, my God?
Ben Johnson on bass, man. Hey! On drum, I'm Ben Dudley. And every small guy, steel guy, tall guy, and...
Funk, yeah. I know you guys know about that. Two things I know you guys know about. Funky and Nicky.
And weed, it's North Carolina, land of weed! Come on, don't be ashamed of it! We're gonna go commercial here. Go back to Frank's biggest selling out.
Thank you.
CitySpace.com, and we got their poster, their CDs and t-shirts over there.
They are both the Stallion.
That's right. Well, you know, that one goes out to Adrian, too, every time. I got to say that. He's on the road somewhere, I think, doing some solo stuff, and there's a Bears DVD out. We like to keep up what all those characters are doing. All these ZU alumni. It's a very select group. Some amazing people that all came together, and it's always a pleasure that we go out on the road with these two gentlemen, Napoleon Murphy Rock and Ike Willis. From the pages of Zappa history, as you can flip through right there, to right here in Carnborough. Would not happen without you folks. Keep coming out. We got a couple more for you. So, it's not over yet. Well, you know, help, I'm in Iraq.
I know.
naked.
Say goodbye with this last one. We will be back. If all goes well, in about 6 months or so, we'll try to come back through in the spring. So take care of yourself, stay well, keep listening to Frank Zappa. And did they have to take off? The teenagers that were here, man, we wanted to dedicate one to them. That was great. You guys see those guys, 16, 18, 19 years old,
youngsters.
14. They came last night to the show, and they were here first today at like 7 o'clock. So good to know that. You know,
long drive too.
The next generation is listening to some cool stuff too. They really are. Yeah.
Singing along.
Yes. Yeah. That's right.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
I need the garbage that I need. I'm so ashamed that they don't need it.
Look out for Bob Lazada coming through the area too. Thank you.